And good morning, Nashville. Welcome into the Chase and Big Joe Show. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier here with the speaker, Connor Newt, and Parker Kelly behind the glass. Back on the air, folks, as you heard from Jake Lyman and Joe Rexrode to finish off their hour. And we got a lot to get into, Connor.
It was God saving us from Jake Lyman's voice.
Oh, no. Jake Lyman's great.
I'm just kidding.
Him and Joe Rexrode both.
They're all right.
I mean, we got some.
But we're better.
Yeah, I think so. I
mean, they know I'm messing with them.
As long as the power lines stay up, we're good to go. But that was a head case getting in here today.
I mean, we all had to park about a block down from the actual parking lot.
Yeah. Was offered a cigarette by a homeless man, which was kind of crazy. Yeah.
Do tell.
Yeah, I was walking down the street, had my backpack on. He looked at me, waved, nodded at the head, and held out a cigarette. Oh. Didn't speak any words verbally. But I was like, I'm good. And I don't do that. And I'm good. But
you're one of them now.
I guess so.
You can join the community.
I guess that means I got to go to the store and buy new clothes. That's what that means.
Or don't. Just wear that.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life. Every day. Don't shower.
Well, you know, we have some actual sports news to get into, Connor.
Yes, we do.
Will Levis will undergo season-ending surgery on his shoulder.
Wow.
I mean, at this point, what does that give the Titans any leverage?
No. I don't think he's going anywhere now.
Okay.
Except for free agency.
Okay.
Maybe they'll slap him on the PUP list so he doesn't have to start the seat. Well, obviously he won't start now because he's out for the year. But I think that hurts the Titans' leverage as far as increasing his trade value, because who's going to take an injured quarterback with no throwing arm?
Yeah, nobody wants to take a chance on that.
Nobody. So I think we're going to find Will Levis. Either he's going to be on the roster just on the PUP list, or he's not going to be on a roster, period.
That's valid. I don't know. I just think for the Titans' sake, probably going to, maybe move on from that for the most part. It's just, like we were talking before the show started, Brennan Allen season is what it is.
Yes.
It's backup quarterback Brennan Allen season. So, I mean, from that standpoint, I think you look at it as, well, Will Levis, thanks for your time here. It was a nice chance. Maybe a decent opportunity, but the head cases with, you know, making mishaps under center, and now, you know, with all this shoulder thing.
We do have an update from our good friend, Teron Davenport.
Okay.
TD says, it should be noted this is Will Levis's decision. The Titans are merely supporting it.
Oh.
Levis won't be with the team when they report tomorrow. His surgery is scheduled for July 29th.
Wow. That is
so. To me, that says Will Levis is like, yeah, I think I need shoulder surgery, and the Titans are like, okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
It also sounds like that Will Levis is just, he obviously knows what's happening. This ain't his team.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
I think he's known that.
Yeah, and last year when we were talking on Forrest Company too, when they were coming into the season, when you force a guy like Will Levis into a captaincy spot, having, I guess, wanting your at the time franchise quarterback to wear the C on his chest, and he wasn't ready for it. You're just forcing things. And now with all this taking place of having him get shoulder surgery, not going to be a captain this year, probably not going to be involved at all with the team.
Oh, he obviously won't with a season-ending injury. But
yeah.
I know what you're saying. Like, from a locker room perspective, Jake and I talked about this too. Having Will Levis on your roster is like inviting your ex to your wedding.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's icky.
You've already proposed to Cam Ward. You're engaged. You're kind of married to him now, but not really. Like, you have a future with Cam Ward. You know what you are getting, sort of. Will Levis being there is the guy you proposed to originally. Things didn't work out. You broke off your engagement. It's just kind of awkward having him there in that room. And I'm not saying that this because I think Will Levis has any malice towards Cam Ward or he's jealous in any way. I just think it's kind of weird to have a failed experiment mixed with your current experiment in the same locker room.
Yeah, I agree. From this outsider looking in, it just seems like this never really was going to work out.
No.
It never really was. And to that point, like, seeing, like you mentioned, the whole ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend thing at a wedding, it's almost like Will Levis was at the altar or walking at the altar, tripped, threw the ring out into the water and said, I'm going home. Like, that's kind of how I feel about it.
No, you're right. It really never was going to work out. The problem is Titans fans, myself included, convinced themselves that it was after the Falcons game, and then he showed some flashes that season, especially in the Monday Night Football game against Miami.
Yep.
And then after that, there's not much substance. Like, yeah. There wasn't a single game after that where I looked at Will Levis and I was like, he is the reason they are in this game. Mainly because they were not in a lot of games. But I don't know. It's just, it never was going to work out. He is too stubborn of a player for it to work out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of the hero ball madness that Will Levis created. And I think Cam Ward has some elements to that, but on a lesser scale. I think Cam Ward, he is not going to want to make a mistake. Right. I understand that. That should be every quarterback's mentality. But the problem is, I don't think he's going to try and make these highlight reel plays like Will Levis would. Like,
yeah.
Was it against the Jets where Levis tried to, he was going down in the middle of a sack, tried to pitch it off to Tajay Spears, and it ended up being a fumble?
It may have, yeah.
I mean, that was the worst one. Then, of course, there's the backbreaking one against the Bears where he's got his hands behind his head.
Just does this number. And
infinitely memed.
Yeah.
But all that to say, I don't think it was ever going to be work out with Will Levis. I would be honestly shocked to see him on the roster at this point. With his injury concern, the locker room concerns, not concerns, he's a good person.
Right.
But just kind of how he meshes with the locker room.
The morale.
The morale, yeah. Yes. I mean, it's Brandon Allen's backup role to me. It always was, but now the Titans can't say there's an open competition at quarterback because it's Cam Ward's job.
Yeah. And like I said this with Joe, I think it was last week or the week before, just and it was kind of a hot take, but I think Cam Ward's a top 15 quarterback, even before he'd taken a snap in the NFL.
Really?
I do.
I'm not ready to say that yet.
Oh, all right, Stephen A. Smith.
I mean, it's not really a Stephen A. take. I really do think the quality of quarterbacks in the NFL, it's not great. Like, you have your Patrick Mahomes, you have your Jalen Hurts, your Justin Herberts, but then you kind of dwindle down into 11 and 12 range, and do you put Geno Smith over Cam Ward?
Like yes.
Yeah,
100%. Right now?
Yeah. Right now.
Aiden O'Connell?
No.
No,
okay.
But he's not a starting quarterback.
Right.
Sort of, with the Raiders.
Not anymore.
No, Geno Smith. Geno Smith's a guy.
I'm just saying, though, like, in that realm of, like, starting quarterbacks.
Well, I think you have your elite quarterbacks, your kind of good tier, your two.
Yeah.
I'd say great. And then you have your good, and then you have your unproven guys.
Right. I don't know. I understand that Cam Ward is unproven, but yet I still think he's a top-quality quarterback. He falls in that range of C.J. Stroud, Jaden Daniels, all the hype around him, but yet I think he will perform.
I think he'll perform, but I'm not ready to say that because I've experienced it so much with the Titans.
Yeah.
You know, we thought Vince Young was going to be the guy. He was great his first year.
Yep.
Then what happened? We thought, maybe Jake Locker will be the guy. First jersey, by the way.
Yeah.
We thought Marcus Mariota would be the guy. Had lots of flashes. Didn't pan out.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill is about as close as it gets to being a top 15 quarterback for the Titans other than Steve McNair.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to put that label on Cam Ward yet because I haven't seen what he's capable of doing on the field.
Hmm.
When I see what he is capable of doing, I still won't be there because it'll take me some time. It'll take me probably the whole season to realize, okay, what is Cam Ward?
Yeah.
If he has a good year, chances are you're probably right. Maybe he is a top 15 quarterback, but I don't think you can say that right now in the league, but especially in the AFC, because it's such a gauntlet of quarterbacks. You have, you know, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Herbert, all of these guys that are perennial upper tier quarterbacks.
Right.
I'm not sure, not even seeing a snap of Cam Ward in the NFL with this bad of a roster, I'm not sure I can even put him in the top 20 yet.
Can really? I provide some optimism?
Sure.
So seeing Cam Ward at training camp, he's very, and I was talking to TD about this, he's very militaristic in his approach and the fact that, like, there's no messing around. And Jeff Simmons, who, you know, will come talk trash, the whole defense will come talk trash to Cam Ward. Mm-hmm. He'll give it right back. But he's getting everybody in line, and he's doing that as a rookie. And I feel like that's something that I haven't seen. I haven't seen out of Mariota. Haven't seen out of Levis. They may have been hard workers, and I don't doubt that.
Right.
But Cam Ward, there's just something different about that guy. He's really edgy.
Yeah, I know with Marcus Mariota, he was more of that quiet leader. That quiet.
He wasn't gonna say
alpha.
Much.
No,
he's just gonna go play.
Yeah, and I think with Cam Ward here, to Parker's point, what he said, it is a very militaristic style where he's boom, boom, boom. Everything's in organized, and he's there before all the coaches when it comes to, you know, learning stuff for the most part. But I think that just with that pressure, with all this pressure on his shoulders, like they say, pressure makes diamonds. I think this guy's ready for the big stage. I really do.
I do too, but I think he's got to prove it to me first.
Okay.
We can talk about, oh, he looked great in training camp all we want. We can talk about, oh, well, he can chatter and back it up in training camp. Bottom line is training camp is not a real NFL football game day environment.
That's fair.
You're playing your guys. What I will take away most from Cam Ward at training camp is when we get into joint practices. Mm-hmm. I want to see him against other defenses. I believe they play the Falcons and the Buccaneers. Those are two pretty decent defenses. I want to see how he handles himself against a starting level NFL defense that is not his own.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we're off and running here on the Chase the Big Joe show. Again, back up and running. The polls are back up and running. We're here. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. More about the Titans, Will Levis, on the other side here on the Chase McJoe Show, 102.5 The Game. Back here on 102.5 The Game, Chase McJoe Show, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, with the speaker, Connor Newt, and Parker Kelly behind the glass. Connor, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the Titans and especially the big breaking news of the day. Will Levis will undergo season-ending shoulder surgery. And I was telling you in the break, I find it funny how this all took place after his little quarterback camp.
You think that's the reason?
I don't know.
You think these little eight-year-olds came out there, he sucks, get surgery.
That was at my high school, by the way.
Really?
Donaldson Christian? Yep. Wow.
DCA, baby.
I don't know how many people showed up.
Home of the fighting Joe Dubins.
Yes, the fighting Joe Dubins. Yep,
indeed. JJ Dubins. JJ. Not Dubin. Joe. Yeah. JJ.
Okay, well, continuing here with the Titans, talking about Will Levis. It just, yeah, I'm kind of in awe, the fact that, you know, he's no longer going to compete for a job, obviously, with the whole shoulder thing. But, you know, reading Teron's report here saying that he was, you know, going at a backup job during OTAs, and then now this takes place, and it's all curtains from this point going forward.
The Titans won't tell you that, though.
No.
Do you really think it was Will Levis's decision?
No. I think he was told somewhere behind the scenes, saying, you know what, Will, love you, man, but it's just not going to work out. And then he's like, you know what, for my benefit of my career, I'm going to go get shoulder surgery and see, just test free agency.
And the Titans said, okay, go ahead. Yeah, that makes things easier on us.
We will support you fully.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Which, good on the Titans.
Yes. Good on the Titans for actually making the right decision and not backing up some odd, stupid idea. So, I mean, good for them. But as for Cam Ward, this is his team now. Going forward, this is his team. Brandon Allen is the backup quarterback, and Brandon Allen, a lot of familiarity with Brian Callahan and this offense for the most part, was, I believe, the backup quarterback in Cincinnati for the last three seasons when Callahan was there. So this is a good familiarity thing for Brian. It kind of opens up some room to where he no longer is, I guess, clouded mentally with having to really try to figure out, oh, do we really have a true backup quarterback competition, or is it going to really be Brandon Allen? So I think now that, you know, Will Levis is out of the equation, you can just focus on two guys. And also, too, for the, I guess, growth of Cam Ward, he's able to have a true backup quarterback. Just, you can learn from a veteran out of the NFL. And I think that's a huge benefit, whereas instead of having your mind mentally on, oh, I need to outcompete somebody else for this starting quarterback job. I mean, we all knew it wasn't going to happen, but still, if you're a guy like Cam Ward, you know, being a very pinpoint guy where you're wanting to learn and, you know, establish your dominance, that's what you have to do. So luckily, it's all out of the barn now.
I think it lifts a weight off of Brian Gallion's shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's thinking, I don't have to worry about trying to develop this guy. Not even as a starter, just as a solid backup. He's not my problem anymore. Mm-hmm. And he can focus fully on Cam Ward, which is what you want this organization to do. You want this organization to invest fully in the number one overall pick. By the way, in case we forgot, I don't think we've hammered that home enough. Cam Ward is the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Because the NFL Network sure as hell won't talk about it. But I think it's really just a weight off of the coaching staff's shoulders that they don't have to worry about what Will Levis does in practice anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. You say it takes a little bit of weight off Brian Callahan's shoulders. Like I said, I think it clears up the quarterback room, and it leaves a little bit of less pressure on Brian Callahan when it comes to developing quarterbacks for a little bit. But I think it actually adds more pressure to Brian Callahan to now you have to produce. As a coach, you have to produce. Because if you don't, say, like, I'm go kind of revisionist history here. If you go 1-4 in your first 5 weeks of the season, it doesn't matter if Will Levis is gone or not. That just goes to show you we see the true value of Brian Callahan.
That's a good point.
So that's where I'm at on that.
That's a good point. It's a blessing and a curse. You know, that's a great point, actually.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to worry about Will Levis. Guess what? You got to double down on Cam Ward and make sure he is damn sure your guy.
Because if I look at it this way, if you're a farmer and you're harvesting your crop for the rest of the year, and you actually have to clear the weeds a little bit, and you recognize that, oh, I got this much land I need to cover, and yet you can't fulfill that promise, there you go. That's your problem. And that's Brian Callahan right there. Straight up, if you can't fulfill your promise, then hasta la vista.
Yeah. I do fully – I'm kind of subscribing to the idea that this wasn't fully Will Levis's choice.
Yeah, no. And
and we'll never know the answer to that, I don't think.
Maybe.
Maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But will we care in a couple of years?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But I don't know. I can't fully get behind the idea that Will Levis went up to ownership and said, hey, I just don't feel well. I don't think I want to go for a backup job. I think I'm just going to sit this year out and get surgery for the betterment of my career.
Yeah.
I have a hard time thinking he did that fully on his own. I think he heard something behind the scenes, maybe a coaching staff thing where they said, hey, Will, you're probably not going to be on this roster.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I'll just take myself out of the equation. I don't want to be a burden. Boom. So maybe he did make the choice, but I don't think it was fully a thought he had on his own.
Here's my thing I want to ask you is that, say if this surgery is successful for Will Levis, which it probably will be.
Yeah.
And he comes back better than ever, better than he was at Kentucky his senior year, better than his rookie season with the Titans. Say this guy is lights out and the team takes a chance on him. What does that say, about the coaching staff of the Titans, but the organization itself? I mean, obviously, the whole situation, Levis didn't do well his first year, first impressions. But as an organization, how do you feel about that? Say if Cam Ward doesn't work out either. How do you feel about this?
I feel bad because you could have invested in your offensive line and he wouldn't have gotten hurt in this situation in the first place.
Yeah.
But I look at the situation right now. Is there a team in the NFL right now that feels bad for the Titans for taking a chance on Will Levis?
No.
Is there a team right now that you think will go out right now and sign Will Levis and say, hey, once you recover, we want you to be our starting quarterback?
Not starting quarterback, but I'd say
a quarterback on our roster?
I'd say there's probably a handful of them.
Maybe.
I would easily say the Vikings would be in that conversation.
But any true contenders?
No. Not that comes off the top of my head. I mean, like I said, maybe the Vikings because, you know, reading stuff online, J.J. McCarthy, yikes. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you're actually right about the Vikings because Kevin O'Connell has a thing for developing young quarterbacks, and he always said that the organization and the franchise fails a young quarterback before they fail the franchise.
There you go.
Do you think Will Levis heard us talking, not us specifically, but local media talking, you know, Will Levis is going to get traded. He's not going to be on this roster, and said, I'll probably just take myself out of the equation.
Absolutely.
Don't trade me. I'll be hurt. You can cut me, but don't trade me. I want to choose my next destination.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't see why not. I mean, from a business perspective and just being a professional athlete, that's the right move to do because you want to protect your future. And like you're saying, you don't want nobody else to dictate your future itself.
Right.
So, for Will Levis, kudos to him. And like to your point about listening to local media, he probably was. And for the psyche of all that, it probably messed with him for the most part.
I think they all say, we don't subscribe to social media or listen to local media.
They do.
They all do.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I mean, how can you avoid it?
You can't.
You can't.
You can't. You're around it every day. I mean, I'm sure people are sending them stuff. Like, how do you think Jeffrey Simmons heard about local media talking about him?
I'm saying he's listening.
He's listening. They're all listening. Maybe not all of them, but I think most of them are.
They get their news.
Because it's an obsession. We are all addicted to our devices, and that's a completely different conversation that is pretty unrelated to sports. But what I'm saying is Will Levis may have heard us talking about him and how he's not going to make this roster and how he's not good enough to be a starting quarterback in the NFL and how where else would he go? And said, you know what? I'm just going to take myself out of the equation. Don't trade me. I want to figure out my next destination on my own. I'm going to get surgery, and I'm going to be a better quarterback than you had. Mm-hmm. That's what is going on in his mind. I'm not saying verbatim he is going to go get surgery and just become a completely different quarterback, because I don't think that's truly how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. It really doesn't, I don't think. And I just want to go to the text line real fast, reading Matthew from Nashville. He said, Could Will Levis have heard the trade rumors and decided, I don't want to be traded, so I'm going to go have surgery, screw up the Titans' plans, and then become a free agent? Kind of what we're talking about
now. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, screw up their plans. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, it's not – I don't think it's truly to sabotage the Titans.
Right.
I think it's more for his career, so he can say, well, I can pick my next destination as a free agent if I'm traded. They send me wherever they send me, and I have to earn an opportunity there. He can choose a quarterback needy team next year, mm-hmm. like Minnesota Vikings if they're in that situation. We don't know who's going to be in that situation. We have a general idea of who's going to be there, but we really don't know what could happen.
Yeah.
And obviously he's going to have to wait another year with this surgery, but I'm a believer in that idea, that he's hearing these things that we are saying, and he doesn't like it, and he wants to go where he wants to go.
Explore those options.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to explore more options on the other side. You know what that option is?
The suit?
It is the suit. Chase McCabe going to hop on with us here on his show, Chase McJoe Show. You're listening to, I guess, the Chase McJoe Show on 102.5 The Game. We'll have more on the other side. Back here on 102.5 The Game, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, alongside the speaker, Connor Newton, Parker Kelly behind the glass, and a little bit of a holding pattern waiting on Chase McCabe. He's a busy man, but
he's got meetings.
He does. He was in a meeting.
He's at tribal court.
He is. Like I tweeted earlier, him and Big Joe are, they're not exactly with each other, but they are at the LinkedIn National Cloud Storage Seminar.
Oh, they got more cloud stuff?
Yeah.
Dude, they're revolutionary.
I don't know if y'all have been in Chase's office lately, but it's just full of the cloud storage, like I think Rayon City. There's another one from upstate New York. I mean, it's everywhere, but those guys are great.
Have you ever been to Rayon City?
I've never been.
I've heard the stories, but I've never been.
Yeah, Joe Dubin talks about it like it's Key West. Like
it's a dream vacation for me now.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to go sometime. Do a show outing.
We'll do it after this show.
Yeah,
let's do it.
That'd be great.
We're already parked there anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We are parked there. Well, continuing today, Will Levis, big news today. Will Levis is out for the 2025 season with shoulder surgery coming up for him. It will take place July 29th, so right around the corner. As for the Titans as a whole, Cam Ward, it's his team. Brandon Allen will back him up. And, it just opens up. It clears up all the smoke that's in the air. And so now Titans can fully focus on going forward and just focusing on developing him as a quarterback and seeing what they truly have in the offense with Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Where you have nothing to really worry about as a backup drama.
How do you feel about Brandon Allen as backup?
You know, I'm kind of indifferent because I could see the benefit of having a veteran like that and the familiarity with Brian Callahan, but I'm a little bit concerned, or I guess not concerned, but worried because of the lack of success that Brian Callahan has had as a head coach play caller, not just an offensive coordinator play caller, but a head coach play caller. I'm curious to know if Brandon Allen's going to help Brian Callahan, I guess, get maybe two or three more wins on the schedule like that, if that makes sense. But I'm a little bit indifferent on Brandon Allen as a backup quarterback.
See, I view Brandon Allen as just a veteran guy to have. Like, all these people that say, we need to sit Cam Ward behind Brandon Allen and let him learn. No, because Brandon Allen is not an accomplished quarterback like that, and I don't think there's much for him to learn. He has 1,100 total career passing yards, which means he doesn't see the field that much. He's the definition of a backup. But I view this as you're putting all your chips in the center for Cam Ward so you don't have to see Brandon Allen go out there.
Yeah. That's why I'm a little curious is if Brandon Allen's like that quarterback coach on the side of the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
As that backup quarterback coach, per se. But we'll put a table on that, put a bookmark on that. Right now joining us is the Chase and Big Joe Show, Chase McCabe. Chase, big news of the day. What do you think about all of it?
Yeah, I know. Like, Joe and I have a day off. I'm doing suit things at a manager's meeting, and Joe's traveling, so of course this news comes out, but you guys are handling it perfectly, so I have no doubt. But I did want to give some comments. I mean, this is pretty big when you think about it. I mean, we all knew Cam Ward was going to be the starter. I mean, I think if you didn't truly think – now, whether you were in the, you know, the group that's like, hey, he should sit, he should learn for a little bit, we knew that this is what they were going to do. Now it all but solidifies that, barring any kind of injury to Ward. What I'm curious is what this means now for Will Levis and the communication that the team had with Levis. Did they make him believe that this truly was a competition and therefore he was powering through? Because I think this shoulder thing goes back to last year when he got hurt in the, I think it was the Miami game on Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. So has he been just kind of powering through knowing that he might still have a shot? And then they finally came to him before they report to training camp and say, hey, just so you know, it's going to be Cam. We're looking at you to be the backup. And he said, okay, well, I'm going to have this surgery then because I got to think about my future. Because now his representation can start, you know, the process of saying, well, hey, look, he's going, he's getting healed, he's getting fixed up. And now if a team's in the market for a quarterback next year, albeit probably a backup, Levis may be available. I think he's taken his final snap as a Tennessee Titan. I just feel like that they've moved on with Cam Ward, the number one overall pick, and everybody believes that Cam is going to be the future at that position. So I think this pretty much signifies, in my opinion, the end of the Will Levis era in Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there, Chase, about if it was a true competition for the most part, because reading Teron's report, it says Levis checked into OTAs like this was a true quarterback battle, and there had to be something that went on behind the scenes that said, you know what, maybe it's your benefit to do the surgery instead.
Yeah, and I mean, sure, they said all the right things, they being the Titans. I mean, you know, I liked that they came out and said, yeah, it's going to be a competition, even though we all knew it was BS. You know, it was the right thing for them to do at that point. We also knew that there was going to be a point a week or two into training camp where the declaration was going to be made that Cam Ward is the starter. And if Will Levis didn't know that, then, you know, as they say in the South, bless his heart. But that's the way this was going to go. So my guess is there was a discussion, you know, he was on the fence about the injury or had been powering through, and they decided, you know, this is the best course of action. I mean, that's what the statement said. It's the best course of action for Will moving forward. And look, I like Will Levis. I think a lot of us like Will Levis. I want to see him have a career in the National Football League. I just don't think it's going to be as a starting quarterback, but I think he could be a good backup in this league for many years to come. So if he can get his health in order and then see what other teams are interested in his services next year. I mean, the Titans still control this, I guess, is his third year, so he'd be going into the final year of his contract next year, you know, so that could give the Titans a potential trade chip.
Tribal Chief, I just asked Nick Frazier this question before you got on the air, but with Levis being out, you now solidify your backup spot, I believe, as Brandon Allen. How do you feel about Brandon Allen being the backup? Do you think it's a good thing that he is there, having a veteran, albeit he had 1,100 career passing yards? How do you feel about Brandon Allen as the backup? Are you okay with it? Are you not okay with it? Why?
I think Brandon Allen, I mean, he's fine. He was brought in to be the backup, and I heard one of you say it as I was getting on hold, to basically be that player coach. He knows the offense. He ran this offense in Cincinnati that Brian Callahan, you know, has brought to Nashville. So, I mean, to me, that's what he's another body in the room that can help Cam Ward learn the offense and bring him up to speed. Now, if he has to go into the game, I don't know. I mean, you said he's got like 1,100 passing yards in his career. I don't have a ton of faith in that. I will be curious, do they kind of look around? And I have no idea what veterans are out there still. I mean, obviously it's not much left, but do they keep their eye on the waiver wire as guys are released and maybe see if they can upgrade that backup position? Because I will say, even though we all knew that Cam Ward was going to be the starting quarterback, I had a little more faith in Levis being the backup than I do Brandon Allen. So I will be curious how they play that moving forward.
And to this point too, Chase, with the departure of Will Levis for the most part for injury. We talked about Brandon Allen, but for Brian Callahan's sake, it just seems now the quarterback room, the smoke is cleared. You have your 1A, your 1B, your starter, and your backup. How much pressure is now on Brian Callahan to truly produce this season and maybe at least have four or five more wins?
There is a tremendous amount of pressure, but he cannot go into this acting like there's a tremendous amount of pressure. I mean, honestly, like if he does that, he's just going to set himself up for failure. He knows what's at stake. He's a big boy. He understands this is a business and it's a wins-based business. And the thing is, and I know fans don't want to hear this, but you have to also look at how, you know, you got to look at the type of losses that you have. If this team improves their win total to 5, that's not great. But then the losses, some of the losses are close and like they're in these games and it's simply a matter of a rookie quarterback making rookie quarterback mistakes and he's growing and he's learning from it, then I think that should factor into, you know, Mike Borgonzi and Chad Brinker and Amy Adams Strunk's evaluation of their head coach, because the team is showing signs of improvement. If they're getting blown out in every game and they're just not competitive at all, then I think you have to make a coaching change. So that's what they're going to have to weigh. They're going to have to obviously look at Cam Ward and see how he develops, because that really is the, you know, offensive head coach's job is to develop the quarterback. So that's all going to be factored in to what happens this season. I think we all know, though, the roster isn't there yet. The roster as a whole isn't very good. So putting expectations to go from 3 wins to, you know, 9 or 10, I think is a little bit out there.
Absolutely. Chase McCabe, great stuff as always. Just make sure that cloud storage gets all situated, because Joe and you've really done a great job this past year collecting those as the year has gone on. So appreciate that. And thanks for letting us film for you guys today. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for holding it down. You're doing a great job, guys, and Parker on the board. So appreciate you, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
And tell the Oracle we said hello.
I will tell the Oracle you said hello.
Okay.
Chase McCabe joining us here today on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Great stuff as always. He just is full of knowledge, just great full of knowledge. But he made a lot of great
points. You know where he stores all that knowledge? In his office, on the cloud storage.
On the cloud storage, yeah.
He's got ports set up all over the country. Rayon City, New York City.
Everywhere.
In his office. Yeah. Have you seen Superman yet?
I haven't.
Okay.
I've been told it's not a great movie.
It's like the random.
What do you think, Connor?
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I told you. I give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay. I give it an 8.5. It was really good
to see it. I haven't had much time to do so. I'm working on some tires that are dry rotting on my car, so that's the big issue.
Also, did you call him Chase McShow by accident at the start?
Chase McShow.
That's
kind
of that's a cool nickname.
Chase McShow. I don't think I did, but if I did, it was an accident.
Chase
that was
McShow.
Perfect. It was a perfect accident. So, well, yeah, we'll react to all of Chase's stuff that he said to us here in this segment, and we'll get more into the Titans topics here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Myself, Dr. Craig, Nick Frazier, Speaker Connor Newton, Parker Kelly, here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. All right, back on the Chase and Big Joe Show, Dr. Craig, Nick Frazier, alongside Connor Newton, the Speaker, and Parker Kelly behind the glass. The big news of the day, Will Levis going to have season-ending shoulder surgery. And for the Titans, I guess this is their benefit, because they don't have to no longer worry about a quarterback competition and don't have to have a hurt quarterback go for a quarterback competition. So it's just everything's opening up for him. The clouds are starting to open up. No more dark skies. Maybe this is the beginning of a positive outlook on the Titans' future.
It's like Tennessee weather. You know, it's sunny one minute and then pissing down rain the next. That's how it's been the past week or so.
Yeah.
At least I've noticed.
Over the weekend, we had like 5 inches of rain.
Dude, I just cut my lawn like last week. Now I got to do it again.
Yeah, humidity. If you have that Bermuda or Zoysia, it loves that humidity.
Bermuda?
Bermuda.
The triangle?
No, not the triangle.
You ever been there?
No, I don't.
Well, you wouldn't be here if you've been there.
Yeah, I would still be lost in the triangle. But no, Zoysia grass loves this type of humidity, man.
I wish I had the grass like Rayon City does.
We all, don't we all?
Yeah.
Next to that historic castle. We all wish.
The brick castle.
But yeah, now Will Levis out for the year. And yeah, I'm excited now, because no longer have to look in the rearview mirror and just think, yeah, we got to worry about Will Levis if he's going to be that. He's kind of like that, you know, you're sitting at a table and there's a bee or like some form of a fly and it's just kind of always in your vision. You're trying to get it out of your vision.
Yeah, yeah,
that's kind of Will Levis.
You're just trying to swat him away.
Just swat him away.
Will Levis is like your annoying 2-year-old. Mommy, mommy. Always needs something. Now you don't have to worry about him.
Yeah, it's good.
You put him up for adoption.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but, you know, just take him to daycare for the day. Or drop
him off. Dropped him off.
Yeah, drop him off at the daycare. Drop him off at swim practice. Whatever. Yeah. So
swim practice.
I mean, some people do that, man. I
didn't, just drop your kids off and leave?
No. You know, my first job before this, I was like a, I guess, camp counselor. And so, yeah, I had to, like, make sure all the 12, 13, 14-year-olds were taken care of. So we'd go on, like, trips to the zoo, we'd go swim and all that. And so I had to, like, make sure they were okay. None of them drowned. So
that's
do,
good.
Had to do all like that CPR training and stuff, and so yeah, CPR certified. Pretty proud.
Look
of
at you.
Yeah,
you could save my life if I was dying.
Yeah, I did do the Heimlich on somebody once.
Oh,
cracked a rib, but it was for a good cause. It saved their
you
life.
Saved a life.
They did saved a life.
Where's your Medal of Honor?
I don't need one. Those are it's not necessary.
Just a thing of metal.
Yeah, just it's just a
saving
metal.
Lives is my game.
Yeah, but no, shout out to all those people that do that on a regular basis, because that adrenaline rush is crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
You had the adrenaline in your soul?
Yeah, you could say that. Could
something, say that. Something Cody Rhodes?
Yeah, that was a good wrestling reference there. That was good. Any more thoughts on Will Levis you have? Anything?
I'm just kind of stuck on, I just think, I'm not convinced he did this on his own.
Yeah.
Fully. Now, I can subscribe to the idea that he went to the Titans and say, I think for the betterment of my career, it would be best if I get this surgery. But I don't think that's without a cause. I think Chase said it too. It is in his best interest to go and say, you know, I'm not going to produce this season. I'm not going to play starting quarterback. I'm competing for a backup role with a guy with 1,100 yards. Which that is something he did say that I don't necessarily agree with. Chase says he would feel better with Will Levis as his backup than Brandon Allen.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, again, I'm back to the whole point when you asked me about Brandon Allen, and I'm indifferent about the backup quarterback role with him. It almost feels like, because I mentioned, he's kind of the player's coach on the bench.
Yeah.
And I remember last season going into training camp, I believe, with Chase McJoe. They were at training camp, and they interviewed Nick Holtz. And I think it was Joe that asked the question, so, like, what do you really do? Per se. And he's like, well, you know, I help out Brian to, you know, pick out plays, and if he likes this one, then we go with that, and I'm kind of his second opinion.
He is the assistant to the regional manager.
Essentially so.
That's exactly what he is.
And I'm wondering, and again, I don't know anything, this is just off my assumption and putting puzzle pieces together, I'm wondering if Brandon Allen is possibly in line for something like that in the near future. I mean, don't get me wrong, guy is still playing football, still, you know, producing at a high level. But like you said, 1,100 yards, knows the offense. So if you know the offense, might as well just put you on staff as a coach. You know what I mean?
Like a graduate assistant?
In a roundabout way. I guess you could look at that in the NFL as a graduate assistant. You have the pads on. It's kind of like the longest yard where the second version with Adam Sandler and Burt Reynolds. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so Burt Reynolds is over there in shoulder pads and he's coaching. That's kind of how I view Brandon Allen.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's there to play football.
Yeah.
I think he is there ICE in case of emergency.
Mm.
So I think he's behind the glass. Do not break unless it's an emergency. You never want to break it unless it's an emergency.
Right.
But if Cam Ward goes down, Brandon Allen's, I guess, your go-to guy.
And then you turn into the Titans from the mid-2010s and run the football.
Kerry Collins, baby.
Yeah. Kerry Collins, underrated quarterback for the Titans, by the way.
He was all right.
People need to understand that. Underrated quarterback.
Met show.
You can see that in Father Ryan. You don't need to see that right now.
The Met show, baby.
But, yeah, no, I think that's the right way to look at it, is that Brandon Allen, to me, is the player's coach that's on the bench that I think could have some sort of succession plan in the works. And it's just me. I don't know.
But you are truly, now more than ever, pushing all your chips into the middle with Cam Ward.
You have to.
You don't have another option.
No. And then I think it puts more pressure on the wide receivers. Again, you know, Chase mentioned, you know, I asked him, like, how much pressure is on Brian Callahan's shoulders. He said, there's a good bit of pressure, but not he shouldn't put enough pressure on himself to where he has to get, you know, 10 wins on the season. And I'm not saying to that point, like, that's not what I was kind of asking. It was more of like, can they get at least 6 wins on the season? Instead of having, what, a 3-14 year last year, can at least get 6 or maybe 7.
I mean, I've said it before. If you have 6 or 7 wins and Cam Ward looks good,
mm-hmm.
that's a successful season in my eyes.
Okay.
From a fan perspective, now I know I'm not one of those who thinks, well, the Titans need to win 11 games and make the playoffs for this to be a successful season. 6 or 7 wins probably gets Brian Callahan fired unless Cam Ward looks like an all-rookie. Like, he has to be that level.
I mean, he has to. I don't know. But I guess we're getting to the top of the hour here. We will get to more about this, wouldn't you say?
We'll table it for now.
Or we have something special for our listeners that they normally hear on weekends.
Normally on weekends, Jake Lyman and I have been playing it on Stillman & Company for the past 2 weeks. The fan favorite segment.
Yes.
Where are they now?
And we might be able to include Will Levis in this at some point.
I was thinking about that. Where will Will Levis, when we play this in like 5 years, where will Will Levis be?
In the Canadian Football League for the Toronto Argonauts.
I actually got that the other day. Really? I'm learning my CFL teams. Edmonton Elk.
Yep.
Calgary Stampede.
The Ottawa Red Blacks.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yep.
Those are the four. Toronto okay. Argonauts. There's a Vancouver one, too.
Yep. There's something called like they're like the Ham Tigers or something.
The Ham Tigers?
I have to go look at it. They're like, it's abbreviated Ham/Tiger.
So Ham Tigers.
Yeah, so it's not to eat, I don't believe. But I love the CFL. It's pretty interesting. Only 3 downs. You have, you know, first down, second down, third down, you got to punt. And if you don't do anything, then bummer. You know, the one thing I do think about the CFL that's kind of interesting, a little off topic here, they do the tush push very well. Like, they'll be 2 yards out, 3rd and 2. They get 4 or 5 yards. The spotting in CFL is a little meh, but
I didn't know they get 3 downs.
Yeah, only 3 downs. No 4 downs.
I've never put myself through CFL football.
It's interesting, man. It really is. I had a buddy of mine who actually went to the CFL. Went to grade school with him. He was my brother's age, 6 years older than me. Mm. Went to the CFL, played cornerback, and I watched a lot of his games, and I was like, wow, only 3 downs. And it's interesting, too, because if you're a cornerback, yeah, all the players, it's kind of like arena football. They line up 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and they run, and they time it up well. And you're kind of, as a cornerback, you're already dropping back into your back pedal midway through the snap. So it's just interesting. But we have more interesting topics here on the other side in the 10 o'clock hour for the Chase and Big Joe show. Brett Kern joining us at 10:30, so stay tuned for that. Join us here for that as well. And at the top of the hour, here we go. 102.5 The Game.